Worry triggers the perception of danger, and when your brain thinks about danger, it triggers that same physiological response as a low-level threat, turning on stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline. And chronic stress can have damaging effects on your health, your sleep, your energy, your mood, your blood sugar, your appetite, all sorts of things. So, even though your body doesn't like how worry impacts you, your brain thinks that it has to keep worrying. You see, when you worry about something catastrophic happening, and then the catastrophic thing doesn't happen, your brain does some brain math and thinks, phew, all that worrying kept my human alive. I've got to do that again so that she doesn't die again. And the cycle of worry just triggers over and over. So, here's the skill.
Stop it!
Okay, just kidding. Most people have tried to just stop. It doesn't work. Our brain actually doesn't know how to do subtractive commands. It rarely works to tell your brain to stop thinking about a delicious mouth-watering cheesecake or a pink elephant, right? Don't think about that. The skill, it just doesn't work. So here's the real skill. Scheduled worry. You tell your brain when to worry. Every day at a regular time, like 5 p.m., you're gonna sit down for 20 minutes and worry on paper. Write it down. Your brain and body are actually really capable of handling acute stress, stress that comes in short bursts. Instead of worrying a little bit throughout the whole day, which keeps the stress response high, you're gonna train your brain to worry each day at a certain time. If you catch yourself worrying during the rest of the day, you just tell your mind, we'll worry about that at 5 p.m. Now, I think it's really helpful for the first couple of weeks of doing this to set a mindfulness bell on your phone. The chime helps you check in and see if you're slipping into worry throughout the day without realizing it. So the bell dings, you check your thoughts, you realize, ooh, I'm worrying. And then you say, brain, we'll do that at 5 p.m. today.